It took until April 2nd for Albany to reach 50, and we've gone well past that 50-degree mark this afternoon. Temperatures region-wide have moved into the 50s in most areas. We've even had a few spots reach into the 60s on this spring-like day. It was a bit cool this morning, though. Temperatures started off below freezing in most locations. We even had some clouds and a few snow showers to the north. That was all with a warm front that continues to lift to the northeast. With that, the clouds have pushed to the east as well. And we're looking at a nice little wedge of clear sky right now across most of our area. So with a nice gusty wind out of the south, temperatures have warmed considerably this afternoon. And it's going to remain on the warm side tonight. However, it will turn cloudy again as a cold front begins to push in from the north and west. So skies will turn cloudy. We'll even have some showers around as we go through the night. But it's going to be a mild and breezy night. Overnight lows will generally be between about 40 and 45 degrees. So it'll actually be milder tonight than it's been for many days in recent weeks. And as we work into the day tomorrow, that front will kind of sink to the south and stall, likely keeping us in cloud cover, especially from the capital region on south for most of the day. However, it won't turn that cold tomorrow. In fact, temperatures in some areas might be warmer than they are right now. Highs will be right around 60 degrees, so the cold air is kind of holding in place to the north. It's going to come in tomorrow night, though, as an area of low pressure rides along that stalled front. We're going to see precipitation redevelop and cold air drain in from the north. The combination will bring rain and snow to our area, primarily rain in our valleys with snow in our northern mountains. There's the potential for at least a few inches of snow, primarily through the Adirondacks and Greens, late tomorrow night into Saturday morning. But even down in the valley floors, there's potential for at least a little bit of snow as this storm rides through. Precipitation will end early on Saturday. We'll see some sunshine by the afternoon, but it's going to be a much cooler day with highs in the 30s and 40s. And even looking ahead to Sunday, temperatures will be on the cool side. So chill returns for the weekend. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, becoming cloudy with showers likely, breezy and mild, low 38 to 44. Tomorrow, partly sunny, small chance of a shower, mild, high 55 to 60. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, becoming cloudy with showers likely, breezy and mild, low 38 to 44. Tomorrow, partly sunny, small chance of a shower, mild, high 55 to 60. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, becoming cloudy with showers likely, breezy and mild, low in the 40s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers, mild, high in the upper 50s to lower 60s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. For tonight, becoming cloudy with showers likely, breezy and mild, low 40 to 45. And for tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, mild, high in the upper 50s to lower 60s. Region-wide, on Saturday, mostly cloudy with early rain and snow, then turning partly sunny, cooler, with highs in the 30s and 40s, and on Sunday, partly sunny and cool, with highs in the 30s and 40s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.